Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, our prayer focus has been on courageous leadership and learning to lead with courage, particularly learning to lead God's way and understanding what that looks like. And today we're going to talk specifically about leading with diligence. Diligence is a word that we probably don't use as often as we ought to. Dealing with consistency, with hard work, with a thoroughness, with putting everything we have into it. Of not giving up, of persistence. And God's desire is that in the areas in which we're called to lead, that we would do so with diligence. Paul writes the Romans chapter 12, verse 8. He's talking about how God has gifted us in various ways and how we ought to use those gifts. In the middle of that, he says, if it's leadership, your gifting, your calling from God, if it's leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. I love that combination. I love that whole section of scripture that just taking this little piece out of. But it talks not only about God's gifting, it talks about how we ought to allow people to use that gift. And it talks about how people that use it ought to use it. Leadership is not easy. It's tempting many times to give up. I suspect that there aren't too many leaders and possibly not any. Quite possibly. That have not at some point felt like giving up. Especially if they're a good leader. Especially if they work hard at it. Because it is hard work. But God's desire is that in the areas that we're called to lead in, that we would do so diligently. That it would not be simply a casual second thought, whatever happens, happens kind of thing. Leading takes work, because leading God's way is more than just bossing. It's serving. It's understanding. It takes time. Last Sunday's message, I talked about finding the courage to lead, and as much of my preaching goes, the outline was the acrostic, and last week was lead. So many times when we think about leading, we like that final part. And the final point was the courage to direct. And we like the idea, and we almost equate leadership with directing people. With the boss. But the only way that works in a godly way is if we learn those first three parts first, and that's, we begin by listening. We listen to God primarily, but we also must listen to people, not so much for direction to do whatever they want or whatever they think we ought to do, but to understand the need. To understand how to apply God's word, how to apply God's direction in this specific time. That led into the examining. When we listen, we really have to examine through the lens of God's word what we're hearing. We have to examine God's word to be careful that how we're leading and what we're teaching are true and right. And so many times that listening and examining leads us to a point of needing to accept that God's way is the way. And only after we do those things are we really in a position to direct others, let alone direct ourselves. Because at that point, it's not us, it's us following God's word, directing people to Jesus. And so when we look at leading with diligence, we keep at it. We keep at the work part of it. We keep at the listening, the examining, the accepting. We continually pursue God and His wisdom, His insight. So many times we would just as soon, we would just as soon people did it my way. And we come across in that manner, even if the way that we're trying to lead is God's way. It's why it's so important to be aligned with God's word and to use God's word. And to use it accurately, to use it well. And so these hardworking leaders spend time with God. The Bible talks about the way we ought to submit to leaders, especially godly leaders, as those that would give an account on our behalf, that we would not make their work more difficult than it already is. You see, for every time that we lead, there's a time that we follow. And leading with diligence says we understand the work involved in following. And we put an equal amount of work into leading. Not only so that those that follow would not create a burden on us, but so that we do not create a burden on them. I think of the religious leaders in the days of Jesus, and Jesus would tell people to go ahead and do what they say, but don't pay attention to what they do. Many of them, their teaching was scripture. Their application and practice was far from it. And so there needed to be a correction in that. But he also talked about them becoming a stumbling block. That their leadership was being done in such a way that they were not only being rejected by God, and not that He had discounted them, but they had turned from Him. But Jesus, they're not only not entering heaven, but they're kind of plugging up the doorway. They're keeping others out by the way they lead, or in reality, by the way they don't lead. And leading with diligence says that we're not only pursuing God, we're helping others have that same relationship that we are growing in. Leading with diligence says we know we'll be misunderstood. We know we'll be criticized. We know some of those days may be longer than we want. But we do so because we know it's right. And we keep at it. the people that we lead in whatever role that God has placed us in, whether it's in the home, whether it's with our children, whether it's at work or within the church, whether it's in a community organ, wherever it is. When we lead with diligence, we take that role seriously because we care about the people that are following. And so we don't give up. When they're upset, when they wander, when they're confused, we keep at it. And doing so represents Jesus in a way that very little else does. As Jesus taught on earth, he drew large crowds to himself. They liked what they were hearing. They liked what they were seeing at first. And then the crowds, well, they began to leave. The teaching became difficult to accept. And Jesus kept at it. And at one point, Jesus asked his disciples, "Are you going to leave too?" I mean, that's some serious grounds for discouragement in our world, at least. That even those closest to you, or you begin to wonder. I love their answer. Where would we go? There's no one else that has words of eternal life. And regardless of whether the followers are plentiful or few, whether the number grows or decreases, if we're leading with diligence, that's not specifically our problem. Now, if what we're doing is offensive and we're the ones chasing them off, not because they object to God's word, not because they object to a transformation from God, but because of us, that's a whole different story. But leading with diligence says, I care about the people, whether they're following me or whether they're wandered. And I put in the work to continue doing what God has called me to do. I continue loving. I continue serving. I continue showing mercy. It was the second half of the verse I read. And all of that, I do so cheerfully. Because that's God's way. Not because I'm always happy about the results, but I'm always, ought to always be happy about my obedience to Jesus. Today, as you lead, and even as you follow, will you do so with diligence? Will you allow God to help you do your best? Will you make a difference in the lives of people who need someone to lead them to Jesus? Just as you and I needed someone to lead us to Jesus. That's the work that God wants us to do. That's the work that has eternal results. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has gifted us with various talents, abilities, desires, things that help us to represent Jesus well. And Father, while we're all called to lead in one way or another, that there are people watching and following us, there are those that have been gifted uniquely in leadership roles for positions that not everyone is called to. Father, may we learn from that the idea and the practice of diligent leadership. May we be careful that our actions and our reactions do not make it more difficult for leaders. May we learn submission and accountability as we respond to you. May we look for leaders who are following you, who are content letting you be in charge. And Father, may we be those kind of leaders. Not leaders that work hard to lift ourselves up, but leaders who work hard at lifting up Jesus. Father, as we learn to have a greater practice of listening and examining and accepting, may all of that change the way that we direct our life, but change the way that we give direction to others. May the work that we put into it be done in such a way that Jesus is seen in the midst of it. And Father, as we continue to live life, may we be mindful of how our actions and our activities either make it a pleasure or create additional work for those that are our leaders. May we draw closer and closer to Jesus so that we lead well and so that we follow well. Father, today, help us to pay attention. Help us to lead with diligence in the areas of showing mercy, of loving people, of forgiving one another. Areas that there are not a lot of people clamoring to be leading in. Fathers, we lead with diligence. May the core of what we do always be about representing Jesus, about allowing Him to be seen and heard in us and through us. Father, as we lift up Jesus, may You draw many to Yourself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.